He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the August 11th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're off to a pretty good start here so far this morning. The Dow right now is up 54 points. That puts the Dow at 16,608. The S&P 500 is up almost 9 points. It's at 1,940. We have the NASDAQ. Good day there for the NASDAQ. Up 6, almost 7-tenths of 1% right now. It's up 28 points to 4,398. Gold is flat today, $1,310 per ounce. We're seeing a little bit of a move up in crude oil, not much, $97.88 is what a barrel of crude oil will cost you this morning. We have the euro at 1.33, and we have the 10-year yield actually bouncing up a little bit here this morning. It currently is at 2.43%, and we look at news across the world here. And of course, that's what's pretty much driving the market these days. We've got all these situations that are just so volatile. Any one of them could explode at any moment. And we continue to watch Iraq. We continue to watch Ukraine. We continue to watch Israel. We continue to watch Ebola. They're all very, 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 very volatile situations. And any one of those could send the market into a tizzy once again. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Let's not forget that August 21st, August 22nd, August 23rd, that's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Boy, that's coming up, isn't it? That's in about a week and a half here. I will be at the San Francisco Money Show. And on Saturday, I'll be doing a little workshop, little get-together at 9 a.m. on Saturday in San Francisco. And I'll be talking about the current state of the market at that time, and I'll have my facts together. I don't just form my opinions, out of the blue. I take a look at all the facts and all of the details and all of the evidence that we have and try to make a good opinion based on that. And with all the facts and evidence that we've had over the last 5.5 years, I have been fully invested in the market. Oh, I've gone to 10-20% cash at times, but I have been a bull in this market. And of course, this market has tripled since that March 9th, almost tripled since that March 9th, 2009 low. But at some point in time, we also know that this bull market will come to an end. No bull market lasts forever. And we have to keep in mind that the last bear market took 53% out of folks' hides in about 15 months. So we always have to be vigilant, keep our eyes in the rear view mirror. I don't believe in being fully invested all the time. I'm not an indexer. There's lots of indexers out there. And if you believe in being fully invested all the time and riding through thick or thin with the indexes, more power to you. You know, I have no fault against somebody who tries to do that. I don't believe in it, nor do I believe in asset allocation, which spreads money far and wide into different asset classes. Some do good, some do bad, depending on the year. And when all is said and done, you know, they've averaged about 5.5% over the years. You can look at any asset allocation mutual fund out there. Instead, I like to be in the assets that are performing the best, the ones that are most favorable given today's environment in the world, the conditions in the world, the interest rate environment, the inflation environment, where we're at in the economic cycle. And as for now, I've been saying all along for the last 5.5 years that the best place to be has been in equities, ownership. not in the lending business. I got out of bonds maybe 2-3 years ago entirely, and I have no desire to go back into bonds anytime soon. Well, you know, let's take a look at some of the geopolitical events around the world and give you an update there, because right now I would say that, along with the Fed, are the most important drivers of this market at the current time. I think that the market likes the fact that we're doing something about ISIL. These are vicious, vicious, godless renegades with no respect for human life. Anybody that would cut off the head of a foe who doesn't believe in the religion the same way they do, woo, vicious. And I think that the market is happy with the fact that at least we're trying to do something about it to stop their advance, to stop them from sweeping through Iraq and heading towards Saudi Arabia, because they're hell-bent on recapturing the holy city of Mecca. And those ISIL fighters are brutal, vicious. And I think that the market's also happy that at least for now we have had a limited response. The question is, will our limited response stop these fighters? Only time will tell. And of course, that situation is going to continue to weigh on the market heavily. Those oil fields down in the south are still in the control of the Iraqis. We wouldn't want to see those fall into the hands of these ISIL fighters. The oil fields in the north are in jeopardy. I know that Exxon and Royal Dutch have pulled all their workers from northern Iraq in the Kurdistan region. And those northern oil fields, I believe right now, are in jeopardy. But so far, the market seems to like, at least we're trying to do something over there to stem the flow of this ISIL. At the same time, Iraq is working towards some kind of coalition government where all the voices can be heard, where they can all get along, and I say good luck to that. It looks like al-Maliki may be out, but we shall see. That's a situation that we have to continue to monitor on a daily basis. Also, we've now next moved to Ukraine. Another very volatile situation, with Mr. Putin having expansionary plans, ambition of putting back the Soviet Union piece by piece back together again. Remember the USSR? All those countries under his control, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Poland, Estonia, Ukraine, etc., on and on and on. And of course the walls came tumbling down and they all went independent, and now he's one by one trying to put them back together again. And there's news over the weekend that Ukraine is on the verge of recapturing the city of Donetsk, which has been a hotspot between the separatist fighters from Russia and the Ukrainian people. I don't think the market wants to see Ukraine fall into the hands of Mr. Putin. But will Mr. Putin stop? I don't know. I think he's got ambitions myself. And I think he's a very patient and very calculating type. And I think that that Ukrainian situation is only going to continue to bubble and gurgle. He could basically manipulate the market just out of the news of Ukraine. He could tell all his cronies, hey, let's tell them that this thing is settling down. Let's buy some calls on the S&P 500 and watch them go up, because the market does go up when the Ukrainian situation seems to settle down. And then he says, let's rattle some sabers and let's short the market. You make a fortune knowing what Putin's going to do over there. I'll bet him and his cronies are playing the options over at Ameritrade. Over in Gaza, Israel and the Palestinians have agreed to another 72-hour ceasefire. But you know what? As I look at the demands of Hamas on behalf of the Palestinians to drop the blockade of Gaza, to open up the seaport again, to receive goods, that ain't ever going to happen. And when I see on the other side Israel wanting to demilitarize Gaza completely, which there are areas of the Palestinian area that are demilitarized, and there's no trouble in those areas. And they would love to see the Gaza Strip become a demilitarized zone. I don't think they're going to get that. So I think that the two parties are still far, far apart in those negotiations. But at least for now, the bombs aren't flying anymore, and the market likes it so far. Earnings season is winding down. So far, the beats have a 3-to-1 ratio over the companies that reported that earnings that weren't up to expectations. And we'll see where this bull market, which is 5 years, 5 months old now, is today when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I hope you all got the newsletter over the weekend. I sent it out on Friday. I'm going to try real hard to going forward to getting it out by Friday evening, so you have all weekend to peruse it. And, of course, one of the big aims of the newsletter every week is to show you the current state of the market. You know, if we can, we want to avoid that 53% bear that hit back in 2000. Now, we can't keep the market from going down, but maybe we can keep our portfolios from going down. I make no claims, no promises, no guarantees, but we're going to do everything that we can possibly do to protect 5.5 years of a primary trend that has been up, a trend that has almost tripled the market along the way. And of course, we currently have geopolitical events out there in the world, probably some of the worser ones that I've seen in a while, at least, you know, all at the same time hitting us. There seems to be turmoil everywhere we look in the world right now. And any one of those events, obviously, could not only impact the world, but obviously impact our economy, impact the market. And we have to be very, very vigilant on what is going on in these various parts of the world. As we sit here today, 8 months into the year, you know, last year at this time, we were up about 20 to 25% in the market. So far this year, the Dow is down 0.8%. Now, that's before the action today here. So suffice it to say that the Dow has gone nowhere in 2014. This is either a consolidation year where we're consolidating the gains that we made in 2013, which were superb. The Dow was up last year 26.5%. The year before that, it was up 7%. So it's up 33% over the last couple of years, and this year it's flat. We're either going sideways before the next leg up, or we're going sideways before the market begins to roll over. I would still say that the market is in a neutral territory, at least in the short term. We'll get to the long term here in a bit. As we look at the S&P 500 year to date, it's up 3.7%. And while that may seem okay, consider that the S&P was up 29.1% last year, and it was up 13.4% the year before that. So I think it's fair to say, and I think it's fair to draw the conclusion that the S&P is also in a consolidation mode right now. After it ate a very large meal last year, an oversized meal, it went to the buffet, and it had too much cherry pie and too much mashed potatoes and gravy and turkey and cranberry sauce and stuffing, and the market was stuffed last year to the tune of 29.2%. Boy, did we enjoy it, though. We rode it for all it was worth. And then things began to unravel in February. And the biggest cause of the market to become unraveled in February was the Fed. And I said all along, when the Fed starts to change its stance, because it was the Fed that drove the market for 5.5 years with their stimulus, and you could say, yes, it was an artificial move, it was a propped up move, but does your 401k really care? As long as it became an 801k and maybe even a 1201k along the way, who cares what was moving the market? It moved your 401k, didn't it? At least I hope it did. And then along came Miss Yellen. Well, you know, I think Mr. Bernanke, he did a good thing. He got out at the top. I don't know if he was forced out or if it was voluntary, if it was mutual. I really don't know. Only time will tell. We'll have to read his book someday because I'm sure he's working on one, whether he was forced out or not. But he kind of got out right at the top. And Miss Yellen was left with the task of draining the punch bowl and looking to put a little bit of governor's, kind of a little wind in the face of the market in the way of interest rate hikes. And when that verbiage started to come out of Miss Yellen's mouth, the markets went into retreat mode. And now they've consolidated. They've had a rally, and then they went back down, and then they had a rally, and then they went back down. They're still trying to learn to live without the stimulus. It's like the little kid who has the training wheels taken off the bike. Will the bike travel down alone in a smooth path, or will it wobble? And I would say that right now the market continues to wobble as it gets used to the fact that there's no more stimulus. And in fact, the money in the U.S. markets has been looking elsewhere. You know, with the Dow up, actually negative by 0.8%, and the S&P up just 3.7% on the year. Don't forget those small caps, which were up 39.6% last year. The small caps are down 2.3%. this year. And money has searched overseas for better opportunities. You've got China up now 5.1%, and China to me is just starting to take off. You've got India, which is up 13.9%, and I like the news coming out of India today that they want to get back into the world economy. They want to take a lot of these companies in India that have been taken over by the government, and they want to put them back into the hands of investors. I like the direction that their new leader is taking. And so does the market. So do investors. It's the leading index in the world so far this year. And Brazil is hoping for that same kind of change later on this year. Brazil is currently up 6.3%. Natural resource-rich Canada is up 8% year-to-date. For the first time in 5 years, foreign markets and emerging markets are leading over U.S. markets. And I think that that trend is going to continue, because I believe that the U.S., in a way, has run its course. 5.5 years, I'm not saying it's going to start rolling over here, but you can see what it's done so far this year. It's up 3.7 on the S&P, and it's flat on the Dow to slightly negative. And you can see these foreign markets, emerging markets, that are beating it. And they've underperformed severely over the last 5 years, the U.S. markets, and I think they probably have years ahead of them to outperform the U.S. markets. That's my opinion. You can listen to other shows, read other newsletter, watch other pundits on TV, and they'll have their ideas and their opinions. My strong opinion is that we've milked about everything we're going to milk out of this economic recovery in the U.S. I'm not saying I'm leaving the U.S. entirely. I'm staying with the sectors that are still flourishing. Don't forget there's still stimulus in the healthcare system. But I just think that there's some better opportunities elsewhere right now. The bond market continues to be a safe haven. The 10-year Treasury is up 5.2% year-to-date, but I see that again as a safe haven, not a place to make money. So where can we make money? Well, that's what we'll talk about when we come back. We'll talk about where the best asset classes are, where the best countries are, the best indexes, and the best sectors. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've given you an update on the hot spots in the world. They have to be watched. We can't just ignore them. As I've said many times, there's much more to the world than Justin Bieber and the Kardashians. There's a lot going on in the world right now. Any one of those could really escalate into something big. You've got Putin with his ambitions putting back together the USSR, and you've got the Ukrainians fighting back, trying to keep him from doing that. You've got Putin punishing his former trading partners that have now placed sanctions on him. He's not going to do business with many of the European countries for the next year. Instead, he's turning to China and others that will do business with him. You've got Israel. and Gaza and Hamas and all the other parties involved over there. They're in a 72-hour truce right now that's always very tentative. None of these truces, none of these ceasefires has held yet. And it seems to me like they're very far apart on the demands that each side wants. And lastly, you've got the U.S. over the weekend dropping bombs on ISIL, a vicious group of renegades that wants to convert the world to their brand of Islam. They hold courts right in the middle. They come into a city and they have a court right in the center of town. And if you're pronounced guilty, tough luck right then and there. I don't think you're assigned a defense attorney, a public defender. I don't think your case is heard much, and you know what the results are. Vicious. And Iraq is in turmoil once again. And any one of these events, obviously, in the world could explode into a big worldwide event. But at least for now, the market seems to think that these things are under control right now. And we're getting a little bit of a resumption of the uptrend that we've been in for the last 5 years and 5 years and 5 months. Okay, where is this? What is the state of this bull market right now? Well, one of the indicators, and obviously I just got done saying that we're in a consolidation. So far this year, this is a consolidation year. Those things that went up the most last year are consolidating the most this year. And those things that underperformed the market last year are doing a little bit better this year. But when all is said and done, the Dow is slightly negative for the year, and the S&P is up about 3 to 4% so far this year. And the U.S. small cap market, which I think will be a key indicator going forward, I watch that like a hawk every single day. U.S. small cap stocks were up 39.6% last year. So far this year, they're down 2.3%. And as I look at that small cap index, I continue to see it in a very neutral stance at the current time, which is not bad. At least it's not rolling over, because I think when the small cap stocks here in the U.S. start to roll over, I think that could spell the end of the bull market, which is not going to last forever. Are we on borrowed time so far? Well, this one is definitely not a young bull market at 5 years, 5 months, and almost a tripling during that period of time. On the other hand, it could go another year or two. We just have to take it a day at a time and a week at a time. And every single week in my newsletter, I pronounce whether it's still intact, whether it's in trouble, or whether it's all over. And it's time to run for the hills. What are the hills that those Yazidis ran to? Can't think of the name of the mountain right now, but it's the mountain that they believed that Noah's Ark came to rest on. Very sacred mountain to them. They ran for the hills when ISIS showed up in their town. And when the small caps start to roll over in the U.S. markets, I may be running for the hills too. Meanwhile, the bond market continues to rise because it's considered a safe haven. I don't think it's rising because of fundamentals. I don't think it's rising because folks think that we're in an environment where interest rates are going to fall. These are scary events in the world. And the bond market is a pretty doggone good indicator of fear. It's a fear gauge. And the bond market hit a new high on Friday as the fear gauge has gone higher. It hit a new 52-week high. And as I said, the 10-year bond is up about 4 or 5% so far this year. Do I think it's a good place to make money? In fact, I had a guy ask me over the weekend, should I put my money in bonds right now? I said, you know what? You're going to get your coupon rate, but I think you have interest rate risk. I think your coupon rate could be easily offset by a rise in interest rates, which would drive your principal down. So I don't think it's a real good bet right now. I don't think that the risk or the reward is outweighing the risk at this current point in time. I like a positive risk to reward ratio, and I don't see that in the bond market. What about gold? Well, I've been showing for the last several weeks in the market that gold is also very neutral right now. How long has it been in the $1,300 range? That it continues in that range. And yes, gold is also a big fear indicator. And right now, at least, gold doesn't think than any one of these three events going on in the world. And there's other ones. Let's not forget Libya, and let's not forget Boko Haram, and let's not forget Ebola and all the others. But at least right now, gold is not thinking that we're on the verge of any kind of a collapse or World War III. His gold is maintaining right in that $1,300 area. I continue to have about a 3% overall position in gold, just in case. Oil has also settled down for the time being. It had a big war premium in it. Should Hamas invite others to participate in their war against Israel? And also oil had a war premium should ISIL continue to advance into those southern oil fields of Iraq. At least for now, that hasn't happened. And at least for now, other bigger countries like Iran and others have not joined in with Hamas against Israel. And oil has settled down. There's also a few refineries that are shut down around the United States for maintenance, and these guys have nowhere to sell their oil right now. So oil prices have moderated in the $97, $98 area. I continue to have a pretty healthy exposure, however, to the energy patch and the energy stocks, which started to rebound again last week. But they also are kind of in a neutral mode right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is sitting very close to its 200-day moving average right now. It has risk down to 16,300. That's where its support level is. You would not want to see the Dow drop below 16,300. And as we look at the Dow right now, it's at about 16,500, all right? So we still got a couple hundred points of cushion. That's the net below us as we walk this trapeze, as we walk this tightrope. And we need to hold on to that 16,300 area, which is the 50-day, the 200-day moving average. The S&P 500, on the other hand, it's below its 50-day moving average right now. It still has about 3 or 4% downside risk down to the 200-day. It's not exploding to new highs right now. The S&P is in a little bit of a consolidation mode, and the NASDAQ also is in a consolidation mode. The one that's getting hurt the most right now is Europe, because they are the ones that are on the closest to the punishment being meted out by Mr. Putin. If you have any European exposure right now, it's not a good place to be. And the one that seems to be really taking off here is China. And in fact, as we look at the indexes around the world, the top eight, I track 77 different indexes, everything from Vietnam to Thailand to Russia to China, to the U.S. small caps, to Latin America, to Australia, to Singapore, to Taiwan, you name it. And right now, the top eight are dominated by Asian markets. In fact, China is now number two. Boy, that's a new thing. It hasn't been that high in a long, long time. Hong Kong is number three. The China small cap index is number six. And the Asia 50 index is currently number seven. In other words, the best index in the world right now tend to be from the Asia area of the market, and I continue to increase my exposure there. There's a thought that they're immune from this Europe, U.S., Russian fight. In fact, if anything, they'll benefit from it because Russia will turn to them as their new best friend, the one that's not imposing sanctions on them. So the Asian markets are the leading indexes in the world. What are the worst indexes to invest in right now? Russia. Not doing too good right now. And Europe. Those are the worst. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We'll take a look at the asset classes and the sectors when we come back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, what's the current status of the five-year-old bull market? 5 years and 5 months now. 65 months of bull. No, my show's delivered 19 years of bull. I've got the market beat. But the market has almost tripled during that period of time. Is it still safe to be in the water? Or is there a great white shark swimming out there off the Great Barrier Reef getting ready to take 53% out of our hide, like that great white shark that came along in 2008? Well, is there a leading asset class now? Boy, last year was easy. It was like shooting fish in a barrel. It was the U.S. small cap growth stocks. Really, if you just owned that one sector, you were up 25 to 40% last year, somewhere in that range. Nothing else really participated last year, 2013. The bond market was negative. Gold got whacked last year, 25%. The emerging markets did poorly last year. The place to be was the small cap U.S. stocks. What about this year? I can't really say that there's any one trend that has really been the one to ride this year. You've got the Dow down 1%, so there goes U.S. large caps. You've got the small cap index down 3%, so there go U.S. small caps out the window. MLPs have had a good year. Those are those master limited partnerships that invest in things like pipelines. That's been a pretty good trend for income investors. The bond market, you know, it's up 5%. And then you got to remember what it did last year. It was down 8 or 9%. So it's just a safe haven right now. Gold's up 3%. There's really not a lot to be made there. The only, well, I'll give you one more. The REITs. The REITs have had a good year, again, for income investors. And I should have bought a few more REITs. I am underexposed there. I don't have any REITs right now. They've had a pretty good year. The only trend that I've really seen at all emerging out of all this chaos and this mess in the world that we have this year and a change in stance at the Fed are the emerging markets. I continue to see money being moved overseas away from the U.S., where I think there's a lot of folks out there like me that wonder how much is left in our economic recovery, our expansion. We know that the Fed is no longer our friend, and you don't want to fight the Fed. The Fed was good to us for the last several years. Bernanke gave you a gift, and now the gift is wind in your face from Miss Yellen. So I think, you know, it's no wonder that the U.S. markets have turned neutral and have consolidated here. They're licking their wounds. They're learning to live with a market without stimulus. Is it time to short the U.S. markets? Well, as I look at the S&P inverse, it's ranked number 2,873 out of 3,800 right now. Yes, it has come up about 600 or 700 places here recently. It's no longer in last place, but it's still number 27 out of 33. I think shorting the market is still a very risky bet. It's just kind of, we're betwixt and between. There's no money to be made on the long side of the market. Unless, you know, individual stocks here and there, you know, like the Dexcoms of the world that come along. We're having a good day today in Tata Motors, which is a big position that I own here. Having a good day in BAM, B-A-M, which is Brookfield Asset Management today. But other than that, the markets are flat this year in the U.S. And so shorting the market's not going to make you any money, is it? Because they're flat too. I still say that the best trend that I see emerging are the emerging markets. And as I track these 34 asset classes on a weekly basis, that's all we've had is every week we've had a different leader. Nothing that's really, really caught hold and taken off other than the trend that continues to develop in overseas markets. And as we look at the top sectors in the market right now, there's still some that are doing pretty good. The number one sector in the market, and I track 60 different sectors. I hate to repeat myself, but last year it was all about biotechs and social media stocks. It's all you had to know about 2014, and you know that I was heavily invested there and put and pocketed some very hefty gains in 2013. This year it's been all over the place. The market has been all over the place. The biotechs had a hefty sell-off in February. The social media stocks came under attack from Ms. Yellen again here recently. It's been a wild and woolly year. Even the VIX has woken up from a long sleep. The volatility in the market has increased. The number one sector in the market, again, to me, is a clue where the money's going. The Chinese internet sector. Baidu, Ctrip, BitAuto, other stocks in China. They seem to be doing good right now. What's the other one I was just trying to... VIPS, V-I-P-S, one that I own. That's the number one sector in the market. And if you're looking to the U.S., the only place there's any stimulus sloshing around in the veins is in the healthcare sector, where people are still being given money to go out and get their health insurance from the government. That's the number two sector. Biotech's actually held up pretty good, and it has a lot of back class and performance still propping it up. It's number three. I had a very good week in Dexcom last week, a San Diego biotech. And that's about it in the sectors right now. The sectors that aren't faring well, solar, clean energy, hard assets, agriculture, and shipping, and natural gas. Natural gas prices have really come down. So the bottom line is this. The bull is still intact, but it's definitely in neutral territory right now. It's consolidating. It's not rolling over. When it starts to roll over, we put up the red flag, which I have not done for 5.5 years. I have a yellow flag, however, flying on the market because of geopolitical events and a Fed no longer pumping the system with steroids. And I have a green flag flying on the emerging markets right now where I think there's better opportunity. And now you can get the newsletter coming to you every single week. Go to my website at pwstreet.com. There's no cost for the first 4 weeks, and then I continue to send you the abbreviated version after that, which goes through my market analysis every week. And if you'd like to do business with us, we're 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.